Federal law aimed at preventing terrorism requires schools to immediately report any changes of foreign students' addresses, finances, credit hours, status, and employment. International Student Advisor Lisbeth Reinertsen works with students at UW-La Crosse. Reinertsen must enter all information electronically directly into the Immigration and Naturalization Services system. She says the requirements are a new experience for students and have caused some discomfort.
They thought they came to the United States and this was a free country, and now they feel like they have to be, registered for everything and monitored all the time wherever they go. And
male students from the Mideast and certain other countries must also report directly to the INS in Milwaukee each year. Reinertsen says the half dozen students from UW-La Crosse who were required to report worried about it.
They actually came back and told me that the immigration officers in Milwaukee were very friendly to them, so it was not a problem. But we have heard stories of, I think, University of Colorado, where they actually put some students in jail for not complying with, for example, you have to be a full-time student.
UW-La Crosse has about 150 international students, but Reinertsen says more and more visas are not being approved. In one case, a female student's visa was denied. The U.S. Embassy said her grades weren't high enough, although the university said they were. Reinertsen says she expects once the program has been around for a while, it will work more smoothly. The deadline for compliance has been eased for schools, mainly ones with large numbers of foreign students who've not yet been able to meet it. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.